The Conservation Tree Program is a great way to purchase trees for your property. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The Kansas Forest Service offers low-cost trees and shrub seedlings for use in conservation plantings. Plants are 1 to 2 years old and size varies from 8 to 18 inches depending on species. You can choose from two of the seedlings offered, bare root or container grown. Container grown provide a higher survival rate and quicker establishment. Bare root seedlings can also be successful and are delivered with the root system of the plant in a plastic baggie. Orders are accepted now through May 1st, but it's best to order early as some tree species sell out quickly. Orders are shipped beginning in mid-March. Approved uses of these plants include windbreaks, woodlots, wildlife habitat, timber plantations, and educational or stream bank plantings. They may not be used for landscaping plantings or grown for resale. All items are sold in units. Each single species unit consists of 25 plants. For example, a unit of Eastern Red Cedar has 25 trees per unit. Though a single species unit is most commonly purchased, four special bundles are also available, including a songbird bundle, quail bundle, pheasant bundle, and wildlife bundle. Tree planting accessories are also available, including marking flags, root protective slurry, rabbit protective tubes, weed barrier fabric, and tree tubes. If there have been problems with deer browsing your young trees, tree tubes are a must. To get your new tree started off right, make sure to control the grass and weeds around the planting site. Watering is also critical to starting your trees off successfully. Water thoroughly before planting, at planting time, and again the following day to thoroughly settle the soil and eliminate large air pockets. Water new trees frequently during the first month. Unless it rains, water container-grown trees 1 to 2 times a week during the first month after planting. After the first month, a weekly soaking of approximately 10 gallons of water should be sufficient to support spring or summer planted trees. Smaller trees and shrubs may require less water, but the quantity should be sufficient to thoroughly moisten the entire root ball. This spring, take advantage of the Conservation Tree Program. Stop by your local extension office for an order form or visit kansasforest.org. If you have any questions, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.